After conferring with European allies, President Biden claimed that there is a united front on the Russian threat to Ukraine. But European leaders say that talk of an invasion may be sowing divisions among them. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
This week, after the U.S. announced it was pulling the families of American diplomats out of Kyiv, the European Union's foreign policy chief warned against over-dramatizing the situation. French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe must take Russian President Vladimir Putin down the path of de-escalation. And the EU, he said, will use every tool in its diplomatic toolbox. Yesterday, France hosted a meeting of the four powers that have been seeking to end the long-simmering war in eastern Ukraine. The diplomats from France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine met for 8 hours with a promise to meet again. But those talks did not address the major issues, the 100,000-plus Russian troops on Ukraine's borders, Russia's demands that NATO never accept Ukraine as a member. Political analyst Christian Makarian says the Russian leader has a clear message for Europe.
Putin wants the Europeans to understand that between Russia and America, there is nothing. Russia is a superpower, America is a superpower, and Europe is not.
Makarian says Putin relishes divisions across the Atlantic and among Europeans. The Baltic states and Poland, for example, take a much harder line on Russia than Germany, which exports to Russia and depends on Russian gas.
The power of Germany is not in diplomacy, but in economy. So if Germany loses its economic positions, Germany loses also its diplomatic status.
For Germany, it's also about its history with Russia, says Dominique Moisy with the Montaigne Institute.
The Germans still feel that it would be tough for them to deliver weapons that could be used against Russia. The memories of World War II are still present in the German mind.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met Macron in Berlin Tuesday to align the Russia policy of the EU's two biggest economies. They proclaimed unity, but their tones were different, says Sylvie Kaufmann, editorialist with French newspaper Le Monde.
Macron was much more aggressive in a way. He spoke about Russia as a force of instability for the European order.
It may be more complicated for Germany, says Kaufmann, but when push comes to shove, the Germans will stand with their Western allies.
I think there's an awareness now that the West cannot afford to appear divided in front of the Russian threat. And there's also an awareness that this crisis and this conflict is larger than Ukraine.
But Dominique Moisy says the West is divided and Putin sees it, and not just in Europe.
He sees the situation in America. What happened on January 6th, march to the Capitol, has convinced him that democracy is dying in America.
This makes it harder for Europe and America to show a strong, united front when dealing with Russia. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.